This is a CKTZ News Update. The community Christmas dinner at Cortez Islands Gorge Hall is volunteer-driven and a much-anticipated event that's been underway for 21 years. It takes place on Christmas Day with 100 to 200 people showing up. Organizer Isabel Perry said there's no fee to attend and people don't need to RSVP. She adds that basic ingredients like turkeys, potatoes, bread, cranberries and Brussels sprouts are all donated by stores, while potluck items make up the rest. Perry says due to COVID restrictions over the past couple of years, the event had to be takeout only.
For the last 2 years, Noah and I were stuck in a kitchen with each other for at least a week for each dinner, and we're really looking forward to having people help and also cooking a reasonable amount of turkeys as opposed to the 20-something turkeys we did the last 2 years. And we're also looking forward to having help with cleanup. And we're also really looking forward to seeing people's faces when they're eating the food that we cooked.
All right. Now, maybe that answers it, but is there anything else that inspires you and Noah Davidson in particular to be involved from year to year?
We love cooking. We love feeding people, and we both have worked in restaurants and don't really have the opportunity to cook for large crowds. And also, I was raised with big Christmas dinners, and when I moved here, I realized that there was an opportunity for me to have a lot of the things that I like all put together, which is feeding people and seeing people's faces when they're eating and seeing people having fun and also meeting people that I had never met before. There are a lot of people that only come out at Christmas, and Noah and I really enjoy seeing people in a different setting than at the garden center or when they come to get welding done or when we do events and things, because not everyone comes to events, but when it comes to Christmas dinner, there's a lot of new faces and different people, and we really enjoy being with the rest of the community.
Right. Now, on average, about how many people attend the event?
So, since Noah and I have been involved, well, Noah was involved longer than I was because he used to volunteer with Jim Kearney before I even got here, but there's been anywhere from 80 to 175 was the biggest year. So the hall capacity is 198, I think, but we've never gotten to that many.
Okay, and do people need to let you know in advance that they're planning on attending?
Nope. We cook for 200 to between 150 and 210. And if we ended up having more people, then there's not a lack of food. So there's no reason to RSVP if people's plans change and at the last minute they don't feel like cooking a turkey, or they can't find a turkey, or their oven stops working, or there's all kinds of things that can make plans change, especially at this time of year with fairies and storms and so on and so forth. Yeah, no, there's no RSVP. It's really just show up and come, and even if you don't have any potluck offering or anything, no money, it doesn't matter. It's really just a meal for everyone to enjoy.
Okay, now what's on the menu and where does the food actually come from?
So what's on the menu is we're cooking turkey, mashed potatoes, vegetables that we haven't confirmed yet, but there will definitely be Brussels sprouts, stuffing. I'm trying to think of this specific Christmas dinner, and cranberry sauce. And I think that's it, because everything else comes from the donations that people bring. So there will be like desserts and all kinds of other things that people bring. But we provide basic turkey dinner.
Now, how can folks actually volunteer, and where do you figure you need the most help?
I would say with cleanup, mostly because after the 25th, usually the hall is pretty clean after the 25th, but there's always a cleanup to do on the 26th, and it's very hard for me to imagine now having help, because Noah and I really did it by ourselves the last 2 years, and we won't have access to the restaurant kitchen, so it'll be all in the hall. But the most help we'll need is probably with prepping food, so peeling potatoes and slicing onions and those, and cutting up the bread for the stuffing. There's also setting up the hall. We can use help with anything, really. Anything that people want to help with will be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, Isabel, I saw your recent post that said that the food will be served once the table containing potluck items threatens to collapse.
That is directly copied from an ad that Jim Kearney put up probably 4 or 5 years ago, and I thought it was really funny, so I've just been using it ever since.
And what are the best potluck items for people to bring?
It is very hard for me to say, because I never actually get to eat any of it. But one of the things that I've heard is that there are never enough desserts. But I think it's because people eat dessert before they eat everything else. But, like, vegetarian dishes are always welcome, because we really, if people that were vegetarian only ate what we would have, they would have mashed potatoes and vegetables, and that's not really a healthy meal. But, yeah, there's always, like, really amazing food. And pies, like, meat pies are very popular. And, yeah, I don't know what is, like, needed, because people are pretty creative and really good cooks on this island. So it seems that anything that shows up is, like, appreciated, and there's not much left at the end of the night.
Nice. Now, just give us a picture. Paint us a little picture of how the annual Christmas Day tradition unfolds at the Gorge Hall, and what time does it get going, etc.
So you mean the, like, Christmas Day itself?
Yeah.
Usually Noah and I try to get there at a reasonable time. So we try to be there maybe around, we commit to 11 o'clock in the morning. But sometimes we're there a little bit earlier, sometimes we're there a little bit later. It all depends on how much we accomplished on Christmas Eve. But usually the hall is already set up and decorated by the beginning of the 25th. So in the morning when we get there, it's already all decorated. So the first thing we would do is probably start a fire in the fireplace and just open up the hall to whomever wants to come. And then we just start cooking like crazy people.
That's great. So people can actually get there in the early afternoon or something and it's fine.
Yes. Yeah. I wrote online the day that is the time that we committed to opening the hall. I can't remember what it is right now. I think it's 11, but please don't quote me on that, because okay, I don't remember what I wrote.
Oh.
But yeah, so when we show up, we open the hall, we start a fire, get firewood to put beside the fire, and the fireside room is usually set up like a lounge so that people can hang out all day if they want. Yeah, and if there are a lot of people on Christmas, which is what we always plan for or are ready for, is that we'll end up putting a pot of soup on or something like that, so that people have something warm to eat while they're smelling turkey. Because it's hard to be in a kitchen and in the hall, it always smells like food, and it would be really sad if people were hungry and we were just, no, you can't have any food. So we always try to have something, and it also forces us to eat as well.
Oh, that's great, Isabel. It sounds like such a cozy situation, and I'm wishing you best of luck with it all, and that you get all the help you need. And I just want to thank you and Noah for continuing this tradition on Cortez. It's become quite an annual event that people really look forward to.
I'm glad people are looking forward to it, because we really are looking forward to seeing everybody's faces after 2 years of being stuck in a kitchen and just handing boxes to people.
Yeah, no kidding. No, it's such a wonderful thing. Thanks again, Isabel Perry, for speaking with CKTZ News.
Thank you for your interest, and I'm glad that you're spreading the word about this annual event that we really like doing.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada
and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.